What's the purpose of life? Some common answers. Being successful. Enjoying life. Raising a family. Continuing the species. Doing meaningful work. Having meaningful relationships with others. Helping save the planet. When he was asked, what is the most important commandment? What's the most important thing that needs to be done to achieve the purpose of life? The Son of God, who's always right and never wrong, gave a very different kind of answer to the ones that are most commonly given. He said, the most important commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Since this is the most important commandment, the most important thing we need to do to achieve the very purpose of life, I want to take a careful look this evening at what the Son of God said. You must love the Lord your God. What does it mean to have the Lord as your God? When the Lord is your God, it means you know that he is your God. You know that he is stronger, mightier, greater than you are. The word God comes from a root that means strength, power, might. You know that he is greater and stronger than you are. You know that he can help you or harm you, bless you or curse you, reward you or punish you, give you life or take your life from you, save you or damn you. And because he is greater than you, stronger than you, mightier than you are, and can help you or harm you, bless you or curse you, reward you or punish you, give you life or take your life, save you or damn you, you learn what pleases him. And you are very careful to do the things that please him. And you learn what displeases him. And you are very careful not to do the things that displease him. When the Lord is your God, you sacrifice to him. When God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac, Abraham knew that the Lord, his God, came before all others, even his very special son, Isaac. When the Lord asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac. The Son of God demanded that his followers do the same. The one who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. The one who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And the one who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. The one who has found his life will lose it. The one who has lost his life on account of me will find it. When the Lord is your God, you sacrifice everything to him. When the Lord is your God, he comes before your family. He comes before your desires to live life the way you want to. When the Lord is your God, you sacrifice everything to him, including yourself. You give your body to him as a living and holy sacrifice. That's the kind of sacrifice he will find acceptable. That's truly the way to worship him. When the Lord is truly your God, you give to him your best, the first fruits of your time, your talents, your treasures, the first fruits, not your leftovers. You must love the Lord your God. You must love the Lord your God. What does it mean to love the Lord your God? It means you have genuine affection for him. You care for him. You care about the things that he cares about. You want to be close to him, attached to him, loyal to him, faithful to him. How do we love the Lord our God? The Son of God told us how? With all our heart. Not in a shallow, superficial way, using a lot of words but little action. But love him with all our heart, from the very center of our being, from the depths, the core of who we are devoted to him. We love him with all our heart. We love him with all our soul. That means we love him not with just a little bit of our life, but with all of our life. Our entire life is committed to the living God. How do we love the Lord our God? With all of our strength. Not just with a little bit of our strength, but with all of our strength, all of our power, all of our energy, all of our force. We love the Lord our God with all of our mind. Not just with a little bit of our mind, but with all of our mind. Our mind is focused on the living God. We think about him every day. We try to think about him all the time. We are mentally engaged with him constantly. We love the Lord our God with all our mind. What does a life that loves the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength look like? Well, that life looks just like Yeshua. He is the only human being who loved God the way God should be loved. Yeshua loved his Father perfectly, completely, fully, flawlessly. He was completely devoted to God. He gave his entire life to serve God, not himself. He was more concerned about doing God's will, doing what God wanted him to do, than doing his own will, doing what he wanted to do for himself. Let's love the Lord our God the way Messiah Yeshua did. Let's be filled with his Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit of God is the key that enables us to love the Lord our God the way God is asking us to. Let's love the Lord our God before all else. Serve him with the fullness of our lives. Be holy. Be righteous. Proclaim his message of salvation day after day, boldly, unashamedly, to everyone we can. Let's give our time and energy, the best of who we are, to build Messiah's community. The 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur are designed by God to help us get right with him, renew our relationship with him, get our priorities right again, so that we are loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So I encourage each one of us for the next 10 days, let's be thinking about that, focusing on that, praying for that for ourselves, our brothers and sisters who are part of Shema, and our brothers and sisters everywhere. May the Lord our God bless us and grace us and help each one of us love him the way he should be loved. Amen. Amen.